Let's first do one on Shalana, Chalana, 11, 1080, last name Randall, R-A-N-D-E-L-L. This 44-year-old young lady comes in today with symptoms of tiredness, not feeling well, hypersomnolence, stopped breathing at night, her last echocardiogram showed RVH. She definitely is a candidate for sleep apnea testing, given her symptoms, given her findings on the echocardiogram. And ma'am, look up this thing, sleep apnea score. It's called EPT or EPT. I'll tell you that in just a minute. So I'm going to ask for a sleep apnea test to be done at home regarding regarding whether or not she's, what is it called? Score. Whether or not she has sleep apnea. She lost a bunch of weight on her own at one time, and she wants to do that, and I told her that would make the big difference. It's called, there's a, let's show more. What is it called? That? This is the numbers. Go back up. Measurement of this. AHI. See, they change the fucking thing. They change names all the time. Her AHI index is consistent with a moderate OSA. I have to remember the name of that old test, but I'll figure it out. Okay, so let's put that in there, and sleep apnea tests will be ordered, especially given the findings on the echocardiogram.